Ich war ein kleiner Bub,
I was a little boy. I lived in Rodaun in rather poor circumstances. My father was gone. Only later I found out that he apparently was a soldier of the Schutzbund. After the Putsch 34, he had fled. Of course, I did not understand. I was terribly angry at him for suddenly not being there.
Ich habe einen fürchterlichen Zorn auf ihn gehabt, dass auf einmal war er nicht da. Und ich habe auch noch eine kleine Schwester gehabt, die hieß Ruth.
I also had a little sister, her name was Ruth, and thanks to the community, we were both brought to Jewish orphanages. I was at the orphanage on Goldschlagstraße of the Baron Springer Foundation, and my sister in Döbling. It was very modest, but not bad.
Ja, also es war spartanisch, aber nicht schlecht. Es war ein ziemlich großer Garten.
There was a rather large garden in the backyard with a big tree, and that's where the prefect, who took care of us, played games with us, depending on our age. Among other things, we played
Vater, Vater, leih mir Chair.
Vater, Vater, leih mir Chair. Or zur Suppe, die Knödeln sind heiß. That's what we played, and it was a lot of fun.
Man hat uns einen Kahlkopf geschoren.
They sheared us bald heads. There were two employees. One of them, his name was Militsky, did the more general work, and once a month he stuffed us in the bathtubs and washed us.
Und er hat uns auch in die Badewannen gestopft und uns gewaschen. Und wir sind in die Schule gegangen.
We went to school and were like the other students, but just looked different. First of all, we were bald. And we were wearing so-called nettle suits. That was very rough material. We called them nettle suits, and they were three-quarter trousers with black knee-length stockings and big shoes. Obviously, we looked strange. Almost immediately at the beginning, someone said, "Listen, you belong to me." It was one of the big ones. "You will carry my school bag, you will clean my shoes, you will give me your cake," and so on. We accepted it. That's just how it was. The sad truth is that as soon as I was big, I did the same. The attic was sealed with blankets, and the big ones each had a slave, a gladiator. We, as best friends, would often beat each other up with leather belts, shouting, "Hit him!" We took a lot of beating. I am glad I never let my little follower take part in that.
Also, und das haben wir auch irgendwie eingesteckt. Zu meinem Glück habe ich meinen Kleinen nicht mehr den das mitmachen lassen. Es war eine große Bücherei.
There was a big library. I remember I was there at the age of 11 or 12 years or even earlier and had started to read Gorki and Tolstoy and Dostoevsky and Gustav Freytag. My whole German classics originate from that time.
Also das... Meine ganze deutsche Klassik stammt von damals her. Vor dem Essen mussten wir immer aufstehen.
Before meals, we always had to get up and say a prayer. It originally must have been Hebrew, but over the years it sounded like the worst gibberish. I did not understand anything. We just recited it quickly and were then allowed to eat. It was not an Orthodox orphanage. There wasn't even the emphasis on Judaism as such. In a way, we were just abandoned children.
In February and March 1939, the orphanage in the Goldschlagstrasse 84 was abandoned. The 13-year-old Katriel Fuchs was brought to an apprentice shelter and worked as an apprentice with various Jewish craftsmen in the 2nd District. In November 1940, he fled from the German Reich over Slovenia. His mother and his younger sister were left behind and were murdered. His father, a staunch socialist, disappeared in Russia. Immediately after its dissolution, the orphanage was converted into a nursing home. In 1942, there were 138 women and 2 men living there. 73 of them were deported in the same year, most of them in the transit camp Theresienstadt, and some directly to Auschwitz. The rest died of natural causes or were also deported. In 1943, there were no more Jewish residents at this address.